I want you to picture a digital graveyard. It's probably on your hard drive right now. It's that folder, the one labeled Final Presentations or maybe Drafts 2024. And inside are these slide decks you spent hours on. The logic is perfect, the fonts are crisp, the data is compelling, but nobody's ever seen them.
Ah, the slide graveyard. It's a very common tragedy in the corporate world, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And it happens because of what I call the production cliff. You finish the slides, you feel great, and then you realize, oh no, now I have to actually present this.
Right.
And that means finding a quiet room, setting up a microphone that hopefully doesn't sound like a potato, and then recording yourself talking for, 20 minutes?
Which is where the friction just brings everything to a halt. You have the knowledge, but the labor required to share it, the actual act of narration and editing, it's just too high, so the deck just sits there.
Collecting digital dust.
Exactly.
Today, we are looking at a way to break that cycle. We're doing a deep dive into a hypothetical. Let's call it a merger of two very specific tools. On one side, we've got 30 Hands, which is a platform designed to make creating video presentations pretty painless.
And on the other side, we have the Auto Content API, which describes itself as an industrial engine for content generation.
Okay, I like that. Industrial engine.
Think of it like a car restoration. 30 Hands is this beautiful, user-friendly chassis. It looks great. It handles well. But right now, the engine is, it's you. You have to get out and push. We are going to explore what happens when you drop a V8 twin turbo engine, the Auto Content API, right under that hood.
So we're moving from manual labor to automated publishing. But before we get to the sci-fi stuff, we need to understand the baseline. I spent some time with 30 Hands this week. It's interesting because it seems to be built for people who just violently hate video editing.
That's their core demographic, I think. 30 Hands is for the person who opens Adobe Premiere or Final Cut and immediately breaks out in hives. The interface is, it's deliberately stripped down.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You don't see a timeline with 17 layers of audio and video. You just import your Google Slides or a PDF, and they just appear on a dashboard.
It felt very linear to me.
Yeah.
You see slide one, you hit a record button, you talk, you stop. Then you move to slide two.
It's the drag, drop, and talk model. And it solves the complexity problem. You don't need to know what a keyframe is to use it. They also have some solid engagement layers analytics to see if people are actually watching and a feature where viewers can search the transcript.
Which is a huge step up from just emailing a PDF and hoping for the best. And here's where I want to push back a bit. It doesn't actually solve the time problem, does it? Mm-hmm. I still have to sit there and record the voiceover. If I have a 40-page compliance deck, I am physically tethered to my laptop for hours.
You've hit on the fundamental constraint. In the Auto Content documentation, they call this linear production logic.
Linear production logic.
In the current 30 Hands model, the output is one-to-one with your time. If you get a sore throat, production stops. If a fire truck drives by your house while you're recording,
you have to start over. I have absolutely scrapped a recording because my neighbor started mowing his lawn. It's a real issue.
It's the bottleneck. 30 Hands simplifies the assembly of the video, but it doesn't automate the creation of the assets. The user is still the primary laborer.
So let's bring in the engine, the Auto Content API. The sources pitch this as a notebook LM API alternative.
Yeah.
The promise is that it takes text and turns it into, everything else. If 30 Hands integrates this, the first thing to go is the microphone.
This is the audio upgrade. Instead of a record button, you imagine a generate audio button inside the 30 Hands dashboard. You type your script into the notes, click once, and the API generates the voiceover for you.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here immediately. We've all heard generated audio before. It usually sounds like a GPS from 2010. If I'm sending a pitch deck to a client, I can't have it narrated by a robot that mispronounces revenue.
That is a fair skepticism, but the tech has moved so fast. Auto Content calls this advanced voice engineering. We aren't talking about basic text-to-speech anymore. These are neural voices designed to be, in their words, natural, steady, and believable. But the real game changer here isn't just having a voice. It's having your voice.
The cloning feature.
They call it the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, the CEO, the director, the head of product. But those are the people with the least amount of time to sit in a quiet room and record audio.
So in this integrated world, what does that workflow actually look like? Walk me through it.
Okay. Let's say you're the CEO. You record a consent sample, maybe 5 minutes of you reading a script to verify your identity and train the model. That's it. You never have to record again.
Never again.
Now, your admin assistant uploads the quarterly strategy deck to 30 hands. She types out the script you wrote. She hits generate, and the video comes out speaking in your voice with your cadence without you ever opening the app.
That is both incredible and slightly terrifying. It completely decouples the person from the presence.
It creates scale. A CEO could technically deliver personalized updates to 5 different departments in a single morning without speaking a word.
But there's another layer to this audio thing that caught my eye, the multi-speaker dynamics. Because even if the voice is realistic, listening to one person drone on for 20 minutes is tough. It's the lecture mode problem.
And that's where retention just falls off a cliff. The human brain is hardwired for conversation, not monologue. We perk up when we hear 2 people talking.
Like us right now.
Hopefully like us. The auto content API allows for multi-agent generation. Yeah. So imagine you upload a dense technical manual to 30 hands instead of a single narrator reading the text.
You get 2 people talking.
Exactly. The ATI generates a script for 2 hosts, a host and an expert who actually discuss the slides.
So it turns the presentation into a podcast.
Essentially, yes. It transforms a static lecture into a dynamic show. For a platform like 30 Hands, this is a massive value add. You aren't just giving users a tool to record slides. You're giving them a tool to produce a radio show about their slides.
The retention metrics on that would probably be double a standard narration.
I'd bet on it.
Okay, so we've solved the voice problem. The neighbor mowing the lawn doesn't matter anymore. But we still have a format problem.
Which is?
The screen shape. 30 Hands makes slide presentations. Those are usually horizontal 16:9 ratio. That's great for a laptop. It's terrible for a phone.
Yeah, right.
If I'm trying to catch up on company news on the subway, I don't want to turn my phone sideways and squint at tiny text.
You're talking about the shorts economy. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. That's where attention lives today.
And usually, turning a presentation into a TikTok is a nightmare. You've got to crop the video, recenter everything, add big subtitles.
Yeah.
It's a whole separate project.
This is where the auto content APIs, video create shorts endpoint becomes a killer feature for 30 Hands. It's designed to automate that repurposing.
How smart is it, though? Is it just cropping the center of the screen?
It's smarter than that. It can generate vertical native content. We're talking AI avatars that lip sync the key points, automatic bold subtitles that pop up, the kind you see on every viral video, and it strips out the filler to just give you the highlights.
So I finished my main presentation in 30 Hands, and there could just be a button that says generate teasers.
Exactly. You click it, and 3 minutes later, you have 5 vertical videos ready for LinkedIn or the company Slack channel. It's like the movie trailer for the main deck. You send the short video to get their attention, then link them to the full 30 Hands presentation.
That's the omnichannel strategy the source material talks about.
Right.
You aren't just making one artifact. You're making an entire ecosystem of content.
And we haven't even gotten to the pure audio output yet.
The Spotify angle.
Right. Auto content positions itself as a notebook LM alternative. Notebook LM is great, but it's a destination. You have to go there. 30 Hands is a publishing tool. With this API, 30 Hands could offer a feature where it strips the audio, adds intro and outro music.
Which the API can pick.
Yes, based on mood. And it formats it all as a podcast episode with ID3 tags.
So my user, let's say it's a sales rep driving between meetings, doesn't have to watch the video. They could just subscribe to the company update feed on Spotify and listen.
Precisely. You are meeting the audience where they are. Some read, some watch, some listen. By integrating auto content, 30 Hands can serve all 3 without the user doing any extra work.
Speaking of reading, I saw the API also handles text generation. They call it the thin content solution.
This is crucial for SEO search engine optimization. A video is basically a black box to Google. Google can't watch your 30 Hands video to know it's about Q3 supply chain logistics. It needs text.
So currently, if I post a 30 Hands video on my blog, Google just sees a blank iframe.
Pretty much. But the API can take that presentation, analyze the content, and generate a full 1,500-word blog post or a structured summary to go with it.
That increases what they call dwell time, right?
Yes. If a user lands on the page, maybe they watch the video. If they can't watch, they read the summary. If they can't read, they listen to the audio track. You are tripling the surface area of your content.
Okay, I want to pivot to something that I think is the biggest sleeper feature here. We've talked about format and we've talked about voice, but there's a hard constraint that usually stops content dead in its tracks. Language.
It's a babble barrier.
Right. If I record my 30 hands video in English, it's useless to my team in Brazil or Japan.
And usually solving that is a logistical nightmare. You have to hire a translation agency, then a voice actor in Rio, then someone has to edit it all back together. It takes weeks and costs thousands.
And the Auto Content API just does this.
It supports over 50 languages.
Yeah.
And it's not just subtitles. We are talking about dubbing.
Okay, let's play this out. I'm a safety manager at a global construction firm. I make one video in 30 hands explaining the new hard hat protocols. I hit publish. What happens next?
In the background, the API transcribes your English script. It translates it into Spanish, German, Mandarin, French. Then it resynthesizes the voiceover, potentially even using your cloned voice speaking those languages, and syncs it to the slides.
Instantly.
In minutes. Suddenly, your total addressable market, your TAM, has expanded from English speakers to the world.
That's a massive competitive advantage. If you're a company trying to expand globally, you don't need to hire a local training team in every country. You just need a drop-down menu.
It creates global consistency. You know for a fact the team in Tokyo is getting the exact same message as the team in New York, just in their native tongue. No lost in translation.
Now, whenever we talk about enterprise-grade and industrial engines, I start to clutch my wallet. This sounds expensive. Hiring voice actors and translators, that's thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
How does the API pricing compare?
This is where the economics get a little ridiculous. The auto content model is based on credits.
Okay, break that down for me. What's a credit worth?
If you look at their business plan, you're paying roughly, 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits. A standard podcast episode or a video voiceover consumes about 10 to 50 credits.
Wait, do the math for me. What does one video cost?
We're talking cents. Maybe 10 cents to 4 euros on the high end.
So for the price of a latte?
For the price of a latte, you can generate a professional voiceover or translate your content into a new language. Compare that to the $500 minimum you'd pay a professional human narrator. It's not just cheaper, it's an order of magnitude cheaper.
It's the difference between artisanal manufacturing and an assembly line.
And that unlocks scalability. There's a quote in the source material from Alora Chen at Blue Harbor Media. She said, "I never imagined we could create 200 podcasts in a day."
200 in a single day.
You physically cannot do that with humans. Even if you had a team of 10, they would burn out. But an API doesn't get tired. It doesn't need coffee breaks. It just processes the queue. For a platform like 30 Hands, this means they could scale to thousands of users generating content simultaneously without the system blinking.
I want to touch on one last segment before we wrap. And this one feels like the climax of the whole integration. We've assumed so far that the user has slides, that they have the content and just need to dress it up.
The "I have a deck, help me present it" scenario.
Right. But what if I don't? What if I'm staring at a blank screen? I see auto content has something called deep research.
This is where we shift from editing tool to creation partner. The deep research endpoint uses agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to go out and actually do the homework for you.
So instead of uploading slides to 30 hands, I could just type a topic like
right.
The future of AI and supply chain logistics.
Exactly. You give it the prompt. The API then browses the web, it reads the Financial Times, scans SEC filings, looks at white papers, it synthesizes all of that information, cites its sources, and then, this is the magic part, it writes the script for you.
It writes the presentation.
It solves the blank page problem. It gives you a structured narrative broken down into slide concepts.
And if you combine that with all the other features we've discussed,
you see the full loop, you type a topic, the API researches it, writes the script, generates the voiceover, creates the slide visuals, translates it into 5 languages, and spits out a TikTok teaser. All from one prompt.
It effectively turns 30 hands into an automated media publisher. You aren't just a user anymore. You're more like an editor-in-chief approving the output of a digital newsroom.
And for the education sector, which 30 hands focuses on heavily, this is huge. Imagine a teacher entering a topic, getting a video, and then the API also generates a 10-question interactive quiz based on that script.
A quiz?
Yes. The API can analyze the content it just generated and create a study guide or quiz to test retention. It closes the learning loop completely.
So let's zoom out. We started this conversation looking at a slide recording tool.
A very useful but manually intensive tool.
And by plugging in this auto content engine, we've completely transformed it. We've removed the voice friction with cloning and multi-speaker audio.
Yeah.
We've solved the format friction with shorts and podcasts. We've destroyed the language barrier with auto translation. And we've even solved the idea barrier with deep research.
It's a total evolution. You know, the source material mentions a staggering stat. By 2025, video is expected to make up 82% of all internet traffic.
82%. And that's basically the whole internet.
It is. The demand for video is infinite. But human capacity to produce it, to sit in that room and record, is finite. There are only so many hours in a day. The integration we discussed today bridges that gap. It allows a business to communicate at the speed of the internet.
It's compelling, but it also leaves me with a final question. If everyone can do this, if my competitor can also generate 200 videos a day and translate them for pennies, then where is the edge?
That is the million-dollar question. When the production becomes a commodity, the value shifts back to the source.
The idea itself.
Exactly. If the video, the voice, and the translation are easy, then the only thing that matters is, do you have something interesting to say? The tools don't replace creativity. They just remove the excuse of, I didn't have time to share it.
So no more hiding behind the production bottleneck. Yeah. You have to step up your game on the content itself.
Precisely. The barrier to entry is gone, which means the bar for quality ideas just got a whole lot higher.
A scary but exciting thought to end on. If you're sitting on a slide graveyard, maybe it's time to look into some engines to get them moving. Thanks for deep diving with us today.
Always a pleasure.
See you on the next one.